welcome to the Do Life Different podcast hosted by 1128 Community. We want to help you do life different with bold prayers, living generously, and intentional rest. Rest is about being with God, spending time with God, being quiet with God. Really, it's being with God before doing anything for God. My hope is that these 10 minutes allow you to be with God, to find rest and a refreshed way of doing life with God. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, in the Message version of the Bible, Jesus says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." God, we stop and we breathe and we're thankful for time to slow down, to think about others in our life, and to spend time praying for them. So, have you ever told someone that you would pray for them? Maybe somebody's asked you for prayer. Praying for others, especially in person, can feel awkward. But I'm learning to not just say that I'm praying for someone, but actually taking the time to pray for someone in person, or if I'm not with them, to text them a prayer that I'm praying over them. Praying for others is a privilege that we have, that we can join along with others. And a lot of times when we pray for others, it's because they have a burden or something heavy. And praying for that, walking alongside of them in prayer, boldly praying, is a privilege. And in the New Testament, we sometimes get to read some of Paul's prayers as he is writing his letters. You see, Paul writes letters to these churches that were started, and he sometimes is giving them instruction and sometimes is sharing how he cares for them, encouragement, and ways that he's praying for them. Today, I'm going to read some of these prayers and pause in between so that you can take the time to tell God, to talk to God about people in your life, people you are thinking about, people that might be on your heart. It might be friends, it might be family, it might be someone that you barely know. But today, let's slow down and pray for others. Then my challenge, and I'll remind you at the end, is that if you have a moment today, reach out to at least one person that you're praying for. You can tell them that you prayed for them. You could even text them a small prayer, or maybe you don't, and maybe you just take the time to check in and see how they are doing. Today, God, help us see the people around us. Help us have words to pray for the people in our lives. And thank you that Paul and his words in his letters can be a starting point. Paul writes in Romans, "I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you." And again in Philippians, Paul writes, "I thank my God every time I remember you, always in prayer." Take a moment and thank God for some of the people in your life. Then later in Colossians, Paul is saying and praying, "And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding." Take a moment and pray for the people around you to have wisdom from God. Then later in Romans, Paul writes and prays again, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may be filled with hope." Take a moment and think about somebody who might be in a really hard spot and pray that God would fill them with hope. In Colossians, Paul says and prays, "May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might." And in Ephesians, he says something similar. He prays that you may know what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe. Take a moment and pray that the people around you would be strengthened with only power that can come from God. Paul often prayed to that the people that in the churches, that they would learn to live in, to abide in Christ. In Ephesians, he writes, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith." And later in Ephesians, he writes, "That you may have strength to comprehend what is the full height and depth of the love of Christ, and that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Pray for someone specifically by name for this one, that they might know God, that they might know what it means to live with God and to feel that fullness. Paul also prayed that the people in the churches would grow in their love for others. And in Ephesians, he writes that you, being rooted and grounded in love. And later in Philippians, he says, "And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more." Pray for your neighbors, pray for acquaintances, pray for your family and friends, that their love might grow. Paul also prayed that they would overflow with praise and thanks to God. That they would be so filled and that this thankfulness would just pour out of them. In Colossians, Paul says, "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." And he says again in Ephesians, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." Take a moment here and breathe in and breathe out. And when you breathe in, say, "God, you give us." And when you breathe out, "So much." And if you have enough breath, you can even say, "So much to be thankful for." God, you give us so much. God, you give us so much. And pray that those around you might see God, might see God's goodness, and overflow with that thankfulness. God, we thank you that Paul's words, that we can use them to pray for people around us. Help us connect with those in our circle. Help us meet people outside of our circle. God, help us see people. Help us see their needs. God, we do pray and thank you for all the people that you have put in our life. We do pray for wisdom for us and for the others that know you. God, we pray for hope and that we would be people full of hope. God, we pray that you would strengthen us with only a power that can come from you. God, help us know how to live in you, how to be connected to you in the busy and in the quiet. And God, help our love grow for others. And help us overflow with thanks because of how good you are. Thank you that we do not have to walk this life and this world alone. Amen. Thanks so much for praying alongside me today for the people around you and me. I hope you have a great rest of your day.